Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your stories.
You can't beat live music, whatever the genre, and on the 27th of February, a special event is happening. It's called The Voices of Cyprus.
It's about five choirs that are completely diverse in what they do, getting together to raise, hopefully, loads of money for charity, for five different charities in Cyprus that need it, that are important, that do really important work.
How did this come together? Who organised all this?
We're also part of Paphos Singers, which is one of the contemporary rock choir that's taking part in the event. And our chairman, Lawrence Doherty, came up with this idea about this time last year, actually. And he thought, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a group of choirs getting together, very diverse, to raise money for charity and show the power of singing?
Getting five choirs together, along with a big enough venue, must have been a logistical nightmare.
We've had to get sponsorship, of course, and we've had some people that have donated quite a good bit of money through sponsorship, just purely to get the sound engineers and things like that on site, get all the printing done, before we could even consider getting the show on the road.
So the venue's been found, as Kayla explains.
It's base events on the Paphos Airport Road, and it needs to be big. Usually they run weddings for, you know, up to 3,000 people, and they've actually given us a space free of charge as well, which is good.
It is for charity, and these are the beneficiaries of this musical extravaganza and what you can expect on the night when you go.
Cancer Patients Support Group, PASICAF, Kidney Patients Association, Friends Hospice,
Theotica's Foundation.
Yes. We've got Island Blend, who are a barbershop chorus, and we've got Harmony, which are they're just sort of middle of the road. Phoenix, which are the choir based Episcopi Psori Way, they're the same kind of thing. Orpheans, who are more chorally.
Yeah, they're the largest choir.
They're the largest choir.
And they're quite distinctly choral, aren't
they,
really?
Yes, and then there's ourselves, who we like to call ourselves a rock contemporary choir.
It's not just about singing with the choirs, but singing as part of a support network. That is important too, much like the military wives choirs ethos we all know and love.
It's about people getting together. We can speak from for us personally, yeah. Paphos Singers is huge on that. It's about everybody getting together that loves singing, and that's the only requirement, and raising a lot of money for charity. That's the ethos, really,
yes.
Isn't it, to get together. You know, they gave up a lot of time, all the people in all the choirs, they rehearse a lot of, you know, a lot of hours and give up a lot of time, and just because they love it and they want to raise money.
The feel-good factor.
Yeah. And it is a feel-good factor.
It's amazing.
Interested and want to get involved with this project or have questions about the Voices of Cyprus, Ruth has the contact details.
99389073. We've actually got a Facebook page for Voices of Cyprus I'm talking about now. So all the contact information is on there. So if they think, well, Paphos Singers isn't what we want to be, but we think we'd prefer to be in the Orpheans or Barbershop Chorus, everything is on there. So it's the Facebook page for Voices of Cyprus. It's got every bit of information on there that people will need.
The good news is this will become an annual event in the musical calendar for Cyprus, with a waiting list of choirs ready to join for next year already. The good news is this will become an annual event in the musical calendar for Cyprus, with a waiting list of choirs already to join for next year. Voices of Cyprus at base events on the Paphos Airport Road on the 27th of February. Bar open at 6, concert at 7. Check out the Facebook page for details and ticket outlets. For BFBS in Akrotiri, this is Mark Humphreys.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email cyprus@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.